sharply lower corn futures boosted feeder cattle on Tuesday. USDA increased the expected annual average fed steer price for this year slightly in the latest WASDE. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday morning, the 13th of July. Grain markets were the story once again on Tuesday, melting down beneath the weight of bearish outside markets, the climbing U.S. dollar, a more optimistic weather outlook, and apparently with little impact from the latest monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates. We'll have more about that momentarily. Corn futures closed 36 to 48 cents lower through July of 23, and then mostly 15 to 19 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 48 to 63 cents lower through SEP of 23, and then mostly 38 to 43 cents lower. Those sharply lower corn futures and strong cash demand boosted feeder cattle futures an average of $3.48 higher from $2.98 to $4.70 higher. That and firm wholesale choice beef value helped live cattle futures edge an average of 41 cents higher, except for unchanged and 25 cents lower in two contracts. Last week, negotiated cash fed cattle prices were $137 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains on a live basis, $144 to $149 in Nebraska, and $147 to $150 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $232. Choice box beef cutout value was 37 cents higher through Tuesday afternoon at $268.51 a hundredweight. Select was 83 cents lower at $242.17. I had just a couple of trendable Tuesday auctions to report, both from Missouri. Steers sold from $3 lower to $3 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, where there are 5,500 head. Heifers traded $3 to $6 higher. And at Keenesville Livestock Auction, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold steady, while those weighing 550 to 675 sold $5 to $10 higher, with instances of up to $13 higher on 7 weights. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $3 to $10 higher. There are 2,807 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday, pressured by falling crude oil futures and investor uneasiness over Wednesday's consumer inflation report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 193 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 36 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 108 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from $6.45 to $8.25 lower through the front six contracts. USDA's Economic Research Service increased the forecast average fed steer price for this year by $1.20 compared to the previous month at $141.30 a hundredweight in the monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. That was based on prices reported in the second quarter and expected packer demand strength in the third quarter. Prices are forecast to be $139 in the third quarter and $145 in the fourth quarter. The annual expected average fed steer price for next year was unchanged at $153. Moving to the grains, the 2022-23 U.S. corn outlook was for larger supplies and 70 million bushels more of ending stocks. Corn production was forecast 45 million bushels higher based on increased planted and harvested area from the June 30th acreage report. Yield was unchanged at 177 bushels an acre. The season average farm price received by producers was lowered by a dime to $6.65 a bushel. Soybean production was projected 135 million bushels lower at 4.5 billion bushels on lower harvested area. Ending stocks were projected 50 million bushels less at 230 million. The U.S. season average soybean price was forecast 30 cents lower at $14.40 a bushel. The soybean meal price was projected $10 lower at $390 a short ton, and the soybean oil price was forecast a penny lower at 69 cents a pound. Finally, supplies of 2022-23 U.S. wheat were raised 44 million bushels to 1,781 million based on increased harvested area and higher yields. The projected season average farm price for wheat was lowered by 25 cents a bushel to $10.50 on declines in futures and cash prices. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday morning, the 13th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.